You're listening to SBS News.
The Climate Council is increasing pressure on companies and their carbon emissions, identifying 12 business groups as the biggest emitters in its latest report. The so-called Dirty Dozen are Chevron Australia, Woodside Energy, Anglo American, Santos, BHP, Glencore Coal, Inpex, Shell Australia, ConocoPhillips, South 32, Esso Australia and Centennial Coal. Head of Advocacy at the Climate Council, Dr. Jennifer Rayner, says the report is singling out these companies because of their role in the environmental crisis.
And we think that these big polluters have had a free ride on their pollution for far too long, and it's time for them to pull their weight in our shared national effort to cut emissions. We simply won't be able to meet, or ideally from a science perspective, beat Australia's national emissions reduction target or take real action on tackling harmful climate change if the 12 companies in this report don't pull their weight.
It's estimated the 12 corporations account for more than 40% of emissions regulated by the safeguard mechanism out of the over 200 companies included. The federal government is consulting as part of its reforms to the safeguard mechanism to help industry reduce emissions in line with Australia's climate targets. It's a legislated framework that limits the emissions of large industrial facilities, covering almost 30% of national emissions. But Dr. Rayner is calling for the government to strengthen the draft settings it's released to better control fossil fuel giants.
The safeguard mechanism needs to deliver genuine emissions reductions so that Australia's total emissions actually go down. That is the only way that we're going to make progress this decade, in the critical decade for action, to address harmful climate change.
The Director of Climate Energy Finance, Tim Buckley, says there is a once-in-a-century opportunity for investment in carbonisation.
We all now know the cost of inaction is way, way too high, and invariably that cost hits all of us, and that there are certain groups making out like war bandits.
He says it's critical to price carbon emissions in Australia.
This is a climate emergency. It is an investment imperative that we drive investment at speed and scale, and that requires a price on carbon pollution.
Mr. Buckley is optimistic that Australia can embrace renewables and critical minerals while harnessing that power. The 12 companies named in the report have been contacted for comment. South 32 says it supports a stronger role for the safeguard mechanism and its decarbonising plans focus on projects to avoid and reduce emissions. The safeguard mechanism changes come into effect in July this year. In a statement, Energy and Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen says the reforms are the next step to remaining competitive in a decarbonised global economy. His office also adds that the changes have been widely supported and will enable a predictable emissions reduction pathway to net zero by 2050. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.